In December, Midway City Council approved a permit allowing Rocky Mountain Power and Heber Light and Power to construct new transmission lines to carry power through the southern portion of Midway. The approval was conditional on a few items, the key one being that the lines be buried if Midway can secure the funds to pay for the additional costs. A few months later, Rocky Mountain Power provided three bids for the cost to bury the lines in Midway, the lowest being $12.6 million. The power company also challenged the conditions on their permit to the Utah Utility Facility Review Board, a state entity that resolves disputes between local governments and power companies. After hours of deliberation, the board ruled in favor of the power company, saying the bids were valid and that if Midway wanted to pay to bury the lines, they must do so within 120 days of the order. Midway is now fighting that ruling. Tuesday evening, the city council authorized their attorney to ask for a stay, which would put a hold on the utility board's ruling and would provide Midway an opportunity to have a hearing in an appellant court. Mayor Celeste Johnson says they expect to know within a week whether the stay is denied, a temporary stay is put into place, or they are granted the stay.
So obviously, if we're denied, then we really don't have much of a pathway forward. The other two options give us an opportunity to plead our case to yet one more authority.
In the hearing before the Utah Facility Review Board, Rocky Mountain Power argued that they provided bids in line with their established standards. Mayor Johnson disagrees.
We hope that the court will recognize that the bids that were provided by Rocky Mountain Power had errors. They were inaccurate and they were grossly inflated. And we believe until we are given an accurate cost, it's unfair to ask for a payment. We cannot give anybody a blank check. And what we're asking is that we be given a price that is realistic, that is accurate, that is based on accurate information, and we have not been given that yet.
Rocky Mountain Power also argued that the transmission line project must be completed soon to prevent blackouts to their customers. Mayor Johnson also says the company has been unable to prove their claim that the project is time sensitive. A professional survey of Midway residents revealed 70% would support having the transmission lines buried underground. The utility board ruling does not allow Midway time to hold a bond election this November to raise the remaining funds needed to pay to bury the lines. Mayor Johnson hopes an appellant court would also change that.
We are hopeful that if a stay is granted, we will be given a timeline that gives us a reasonable opportunity to put this on the ballot, to let the citizens of Midway have a chance to vote on what they want to have happen.
Mayor Johnson also clarified that the city received a donation Wednesday morning to pay for the legal fees of the appeal.
I received a cashier's check from the citizens group Bolt in the amount of $15,000. They are covering the legal fees to file this stay. The city is not incurring legal fees to go to this next step.
Bank Johnson, no relation to the mayor, is with the citizen group Valleywide Opposition to Large Transmission Lines, or Volt. He says they're pleased with the council's decision.
We're happy that the Midway City Council has identified that there's a problem here, that Rocky Mountain Power has positioned themselves as doing everything that they need to get what they want. I think this is a proper way to move forward and to get a third independent party to look at the facts and to help us as a community direct and control what we want our community to be.
Mr. Johnson adds they're not trying to torpedo the project.
We're looking for a win-win, where both interested parties get exactly what they need, and there is a path forward. And it would be great if we could all sit down and with cool minds and level heads make this work for everybody.
Volt has raised over $500,000 to help fund the project. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.